Everyone, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And thank you for remaining standing, Pastor Brandt, for the invocation.
Creating God, as we gather for this meeting of this elected government of our city here, we start by thanking you for the abundance that you have provided in this creation and that we have enough to share when we're willing and open to share. As this meeting goes forward, though, God, we pray that you provide this council with wisdom, insight, honesty, and openness that we expect from all our governments. In your blessed name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, clerk, if you'd please call the roll.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Leiferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, everyone's looked at the minutes of the last meeting. Anybody have any additions, corrections, questions?
Not a correction. I was at the water, the special water meeting. It says I was absent.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got here about 15 after. For the TIF meeting?
The 6 o'clock
yeah.
meeting?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
I just didn't know.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll fix it.
John was. Kim was.
Okay. Anyone else have any additions, corrections? If not, we can have a motion to approve the minutes, please.
I move to approve the minutes with the correction.
A second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Minutes are approved. Treasurer Brown, do you have anything for us?
Other than the treasurer's report tonight, I have nothing.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. We have no attorney this evening, no engineer this evening. Have any public comments or petitions? Anyone from the public wish to speak tonight? Anybody? Bill?
Yep.
Bill, did you want to say something?
Let you know, the fires have gotten a little bit better. But this past week, I had somebody trespassing on the back side of that lane, tore my back fence down. Today, I got me a bunch of bolt wire. It was a side pole fence, you know, and they climbed over and broke the top post and stuff over it. So I just went down and got a bunch of barbed wire. So if we get somebody else all cut up and everything, they deserve it, as far as I'm concerned.
Did you call the police, Bill?
When the police was, I just left a message, you know. That's not all they could do anyway, you know.
But. Yeah, just so they're aware of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Shortcut.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you,
Bill. I talked to several of them guys around there today, you know. They put the word out that I was looking for them, so.
I wonder if it was the kid back there.
It was a big kid.
It was a big kid you talked to? Or you big kid that jumped the fence?
He did jump, but he crawled over it, you know, so. But that bar goes across there on the cycle fence, he broke it in too, you know. So I got a bunch of bar put up there today, so. Yeah.
Okay, anybody have any questions for Bill? All right, thank you. Anyone else wish to address the board? Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how to even go about this, but I was wondering if there was some way, Mayor, that you could have a proclamation made up for a Jane Boyd Day put into action.
I don't know her. I don't believe.
Pardon me?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Jane Boyd is?
I don't think so.
Well, she's an American Legion lady.
Okay.
Auxiliary. And she's 94. No, 90. And she has been the most patriotic woman in this town, I would have to say. And she has done so much for this community, the schools, the churches, you name it, she's been there. And she's helped veterans' family. She's done the roll-offs with the state police. She's just done about everything there has to do between the VFW and the American Legion. She turned 90 years old, and her health is failing her. And I was just wondering if we could do a proclamation on Jane Boyd Day.
Do they have a building named after her?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. And she's, if anybody knows Janie, she's the best. I mean, she just, her whole life has been the veterans.
Does she live on Avenue C?
Yes.
Like just a block from my shed?
Yes.
Okay, I know that lady, Janie. Okay.
Janie, yeah.
Okay, I just didn't know her last name, I guess.
Maybe if you do something like do it on the 4th of July.
Right, that.
That would be fine. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking too, 4th of July or something.
You know, because, you know, Susie's having her parade down there. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
She's not a grand marshal,
wasn't she?
She was grand marshal of the parade. Her health is really taking the best of her right now. And
was she able to get help?
I don't know. We got a meeting this weekend. I don't think she can because the way her daughters talk, her situation is just really dire.
Do you think someone write up a bio?
Pardon me?
Someone can write up like a bio or so if they do a proclamation, they can just put it off.
Yes, that's.
Yeah. Or like at, if we do something on the 4th of July,
make a parade or public statement.
Yeah, if somebody can get me the bio of her and, you know, what she's done. And,
okay, I can do that.
And,
okay.
Yes,
and I'll give it to you. I appreciate that, and I know it will just bring a smile on her face. And yeah. I tell you, when we lose her, we're going to lose such a great citizen and such a patriotic lady.
Her husband was a World War II vet.
Yes.
I think World War II. And he was commander of the post at one time.
Yes.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah. That's all I
have to say.
All right. Okay, we'll just plan it then the 4th of July, and I'll get you the information.
Get this stuff as soon as you can, and we'll
stress it.
Especially for health. If her health's failing, maybe we shouldn't wait that long.
So,
okay.
Well, she's just in poor health. I mean, she's fighting a lot of different things right now going on.
Well, just
being 90 years old, you just, you know.
Might not hurt to put that on the
get it as quick as, get it as quick as you can.
Thank you.
Her bio and a little announcement.
I know that would just tickle her to death. And I'm hoping she's going to be healthy enough she can come up to Music in the Park and enjoy that because she loves the music. Yeah. And she's always helped with the pies and everything, the auxiliary ladies. And so
well, then maybe do something at the first Music in the Park instead. I mean, that'd be sooner.
Second, though. That'd be too soon.
And that's that'd be next week.
If you can't get it done by July.
We could get it done. Well, you know, I hate to say but
well, you don't know.
Yeah, you just don't know, but yeah, we could do it the first Music in the Park. I mean, that's up to what the mayor would like to do, but I can get you the stuff.
Dedicate the evening to her.
I would put something on the city or the what's happening in Lewiston announcement of her day, proclamation her day, and give her
whatever. I mean, somebody give me what to
write
on.
Right.
And then say we're going to do it officially at the first Music in the Park. Mm-hmm. That way, if her health is that bad,
I'm just hoping she can. I just want her to last forever, you know, but it's one of them things, and I just thought it'd be nice since she's done so much for the community.
That's a good thing.
So I will get a hold of Rhonda and her daughter and get the write up. And
we need more of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I agree.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sally, for bringing that to our attention. All right. Anyone else have anything? All right. Moving on. Finance, insurance, and zoning committee reports.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Mr. Spotlow, do you have anything for sewer?
No.
Thank you. Mr. Miller, streets and alleys.
Nothing. They had a big hole on Broadway and finally found the bottom of it, but it's filled back in now, so taken care of.
Good.
And on the streets, the maintenance engineer for the county talked to me. He evidently has got a problem with the water that's running down. It needs a curb, like probably on the north side of the jail.
Yeah, we've talked about it. We've been talking about it.
Okay, that's right. I know that after that last rain, it knocked most of that rock clear down to the next drop box storm sewer, so it's going to cause us problems there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked. Evan talked to Evan about it.
Okay.
So. All right. You have anything for Police and ESDA?
Police and ESDA, we did two interviews last week for a couple officers, and Chief Orland discussed with them that.
The two officers, both young, but they both passed background check. They went for a polygraph today. The only issue is that they won't start their school until August 30th, the graduation date of December 9th.
And neither one of them's had 40-hour mandatory?
Yeah, so they can't work. Yeah, no. Even the part-time, they don't have the firearm.
No. I will do some ride-alongs if I'm going
to. Yeah.
And
see if they
want to
come down and help with traffic control, parades, and 4th of July fireworks.
And you're going to
see if that
rises up. And you're going to head up the Lewistown Auxiliary Police when you retire, right? All right, moving on. Water, Mr. Miller.
I don't have anything. I don't know if you're going to do this release here.
Yeah, I can read it now.
Somebody can do it.
Or yeah, I was going to do it earlier. I didn't.
That's fine.
You was going to do it earlier. I think maybe we skipped you. We skipped you because you never put a number by your clerk before.
I know.
All right.
Because I don't have nothing. Can we
Cindy,
read now?
Tell us about our water.
Amanda Smith has been working on this grant from Congressman Sherry Boustros. Just got a release that said that we got it. It said it only went for projects with evidence of strong support from the community. And it's the Lewistown Community Project focuses on addressing needs for the municipal water supply, including ground tank water storage and plumbing. So Lewistown has an aging water system, deteriorating infrastructure, presents challenges for the city. So the funds will be used to complete a full rehab of ground storage water tanks, replace inoperable valves, and update pumps and motors. And the grant, the project funding we receive, are going to receive is $600,000. So
that was
The city will have to provide 20% matching funds. So between this and then our AARP money, that's $900,000. We'll only have to come up with $120,000. So,
there's another grant I wanted to ask you about, the Western Illinois Regional Council. You know,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't. Okay, and here's what I was told: there is a $1.5 million grant the city can apply for. Just have to get the okay from Doug to apply. They would have to not apply for the housing grant this year. The guy at the WIRC said the water one is usually only $0.5 million. He strongly suggests going for it this year. The grant deadline is October. And Keith, I guess, knows about it. Have you heard anything about this?
No.
Have you?
Yeah, and I asked. I said, WIRC works for us. Why don't they contact us? And I haven't been contacted by WIRC or.
I'm getting ready to. I mean, Evan picked up his truck, so I'm getting ready to. I'll be talking to some of them.
I've heard that same thing, but yet I haven't seen any paperwork other than it's word of mouth.
Yeah.
What
so
seen.
It says you have to apply for. Do they send you an application?
No, I mean, they do all the applications. They just charge us a fee to do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's one of those deals.
I was thinking there was something there was more to it than what you just read.
Than what I just
read?
Yeah, okay.
That was causing.
Because, I mean, WIRC gets paid to write these grants and to get us grants.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if there's something there that we could do, they usually get a hold of us and say, you know, this funding's out there. But, and
I don't know, Keith might be checking into it, I'm not sure, but I was thinking there was more to it than...
But it's not that simple, right? That amount of money, it's something...
Yes, it is. It is being checked into, because I heard the same thing.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
One thing on the back on the water grant, that the big plus on it, that is with the upgrades that we could do with this money, and that will help with the flow and stuff on the water, and adjust the water pressure and everything to help settle the contaminants and stuff and that's getting into the water system and that, so which would be a big plus. Yeah. So.
All right. Thank you. Moving on. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds, two committees. Mr. Long on both.
Just business as usual, trying to keep up with everything. We've got the grant money, and we've got the equipment ordered to help us change valves and hydrants and a lot quicker. We're going to share that equipment with Canton. Money's already been made available. Just waiting on the equipment right now, and as soon as we do, we're going to start stirring dirt and changing things. So.
All right. Sounds good. Tourism. Ms. Kim.
Tourism, yeah. Well, we're getting ready for the 4th of July. Our event for the city will be July 3rd. The fireworks are going to be July 3rd this year. And I'm looking for Ms. Sparklers and Mr. Firecracker contestants. So from 2 to 8 year olds. And if anybody's interested, they could call me at 309-357-8568, and I can give them details, and there's flyers all over town. But I just want everybody to know that the 4th of July is on July 3rd.
What are they called? Mr. Fireworks and Miss Sparkler? Or what? I never get those right. What are they called? Miss Sparkler and Mr. Sparkler?
Miss Sparkler and Mr. Firecracker.
Mr. Firecracker. Okay.
And then Susie Fuller is going to have her parade on the 4th for the little kids from Broadway.
The bicycles.
That we do every year. That'll be on the 4th of July.
Yeah, she's trying to decide whether to have them from Porter Park to...
Where we play ball.
Ross Mansion.
Higgins.
Yes.
Higgins to Broadway to Ross Mansion.
Yes. Yeah. Well, she's thinking about changing it this year.
Oh, she is. Okay.
Yeah. So they can end up at the Higgins Field so they can go inside in case it's hot.
Good idea.
Oh, okay.
So she's getting ready to talk to Ted to see if she can use the building.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Don't know which way it's going yet. She was just in yesterday.
Okay.
Is the only reason I knew.
But I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. Music in the parks getting ready to start. When's the first
music
one?
Will be starting? And matter of fact, that 4th of July weekend, we'll start it off here because we got 4 days to do the celebration. So we're going to start off with a fish fry, and so that weekend.
And that's the first music in the park?
No, the first one will be June the 2nd.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Next week, next Thursday.
That's what I thought.
So, right. Yep, coming quick.
All right, thank you, Kim. Tiff, Mr. Spotlow, you have anything, John?
This one's down below.
All right, we'll discuss that later. Citizens Committee, Amanda is absent. Amanda is the one that put in for this grant that we were just awarded. And I publicly thank Amanda for everything she has done.
She's done a great job.
She is responsible for that money right there. All right, moving on. The Christmas Committee, Kenny Hickey. Sir, do you have anything?
Just a few things. Tina's Henderson's going to raffle off a quilt that she's had through the summer. I don't think we ever actually set a date where we would find out who actually won or pulled the name out of the box, but anyway, we're going to do it like all summer, different places. Everybody's going to have raffle tickets, and I can't remember if she said it was like 500 tickets she was printing up, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Five
anyway, that's going to go for the Christmas fun. And then down at the fairgrounds, last year, Alderman Jim Long was down this thing. Different ones was offering to pay him for the rides, which, of course, Jim, as humble as he is, said, no, you ain't going to pay me. But this year, what he's going to do is go ahead and, if somebody offers him some money for this, he's going to go ahead and take the money and donate that to the Christmas downtown. So that'd give us a little bit more. And today I talked to Farm King about our Christmas trees, and they looked at me like, it's May.
So imagine that.
And I started earlier last year, but just wanted to kind of get things rolling, kind of talk to them up there. And anyway, this lady I talked to, which is a different one than last year, she's going to be calling me back after she talks to Don and can't remember the other lady's name, but the lady we dealt with last year. Hopefully what we can do this year is have a date certain for the Christmas tree to be ordered. We can go ahead and like start selling the trees a month or two or a month and a half before that date, so we'll know exactly how many trees to get, instead of me calling up there saying, do you suppose we could get 10 more? So we'll see what happens there. We're not going to have any more meetings until September. We don't want to burn everybody out. And I've noticed some of the meetings we've had, they've been kind of dwindling anyway, but kind of give it a break through the summer. And then I believe it's September 23rd we're going to have our next meeting. But of course, if anything comes up, we'll all get together. I guess that's all I got. Anybody got any questions or anything?
We did good at the spaghetti supper. I don't know if you told them that or not.
Yeah, so last I knew it was like over 2,400.
About 2,400.
Okay,
great. Can you put one of those on for this work to say?
Pardon me?
Can you put one of the suppers on for this work to say to you?
The VFW did that, so. And I guess
what's your VFW what?
I guess the VFW's talking about making this a yearly thing, too, is what I'm hearing, so hopefully
well, that'd be nice.
That'll work. And we just received a donation from the Sam Swicker and the Masonic Lodge, which that was pretty nice. We kind of talked about how are we going to, if people keep donating money, do we just wait and make a list? Do we just go ahead and thank, you know, I don't want to leave anybody out, and I want to know everybody's appreciated for what they do, but. I guess as people make donations and Tina, Sarah, Sally, whoever, you know, gives me the information, I'll go ahead and post it on List and Happenings and thank whoever does it. But it's like out here when we're out here at the cemetery doing stuff, I don't want to leave anybody out. I just want everybody to get, I don't want anybody to get their, been out of shape because I forgot something, but. Anyway,
trying
to make everybody happy, and we'll see how many I make
back. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate it. All right, moving on. Public Works report. Evan's not here. He's still working. He was down the street.
Yeah.
Moving on to unfinished business. It's like Nathan left us the ordinance relating to handicap parking. And just add this to the ordinance. And if anybody has any questions, Nathan's not here, but everything looks all right to me. Yep, just need a motion to approve.
I'll second that motion.
Motion by Brad, second by Kendall. And roll call vote, Pat.
Yeah. Oliver versus Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Swatlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Moving on, TIF ordinance between us and the wash zone is what we discussed last meeting. Anybody have any questions? This was drawn up by the TIF attorney.
Yes. Yeah, it's just something that has to be done.
Your alderman, correct. Trevor Kelly's name is still on there.
Oh, I told him, I didn't see that. I didn't correct it last time.
We were waiting on you to get another estimate or something, wasn't we?
Yeah, and he did. He came in, got one from Buck. It was like a dollar difference, so they're just, we didn't change anything. We just left the amounts the same. They can figure out the dollar.
Figure out who does it.
Yeah, he can either write it off or he can pay it or whatever. So I'm going to correct that on here. You've got Trevor Kelly. I'm going to put your name on here.
Oh, okay.
All right, there's no questions.
Motion and a, yeah.
If this is what everyone wants to do, if we have a motion to approve this ordinance.
Motion to approve it.
Second.
Have a motion by Jim, second by Sally. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Farr.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Mayor Lee Ferry.
Aye. All right, it's approved. Moving on to new business. Bruce Wyrock is here, wants to talk to us about putting up a World War II board and a good place to place it. Bruce?
Well, some of you may know, about 3 years ago, I was approached by Buzz Bissinger, who wrote Friday Night Lights. He's wrote several books. He's won the Pulitzer Prize. He contacted me about a book that he was starting to write where one of the main characters was Tony Butkevich from St. David. And if you don't know, Tony Butkevich, 1939, he led Lewistown to the first undefeated season in football. He took them to the only time they went to the state basketball tournament. He was the school record holder in the shot put and the discus, was an outstanding baseball player, went to the University of Illinois his first 2 years. And then World War II happened, and he was given the opportunity, the choice of either going in right away or going to Marine Candidate School at Purdue. So the year before he went to Purdue, Purdue had won one game. Tony went there, they went undefeated, went to the Rose Bowl. It's their only undefeated season in school history. And he led the nation in rushing, led the nation in scoring. And then he left that season early. He finished like third in the Heisman Trophy balloting. And he left, and then he went into the Marines and was killed in the Battle of Okinawa. And so Buzz Bissinger is writing a book about Tony and some other Marines, a college all-star Marines that died in World War II. And so I've been helping him for the last 3 years and been doing a lot of research. And part of one of the things I found was that, like in 1946, right after the war, Lewistown created a couple monuments. One of them had all the list of all the people from Lewistown who died in World War I and World War II, and that is in front of the courthouse. But then they also had another board that had the names of everybody from Lewistown who served in the war, and I don't ever remember seeing it. I think Don Braden told me, or Bill Braden told me, that it gotten rotten and they just tore it down. I just think that, Buzz Bissinger's coming to Lewistown in the fall. We're gonna have an event. We're gonna have like a book signing and a couple other things. And so I'm getting, there was about eight other people from Lewistown who died in the war. I've got a bunch of stuff from Joe Weber that Cindy gave me. Shannon Boyd is gonna, her uncle died, and she's gonna send me, she's got some stuff that her uncle had. Mike Duval, his uncle died, he's got some stuff from his uncle, so we're gonna display all this when Buzz comes to town. And so we hope to raise some money from that. And but I think that it would be nice if we replaced the board that was, and I don't know a lot about it, and I just have had this idea for a long time, and I just decided, well, I don't know, I thought I'd bring it here and throw it out and see what you guys thought. But because I've got all the names that were on the board, and I just think that it's important.
Well, it was probably about a 4x8 sheet of plywood or something. It's bigger than that.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's probably ways they could do it much better.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to 1946. But and I've posted the list before, and people always seem to like to look up their relatives and see, oh, there's my dad's name, and because I don't think it's not going to be a cost issue, it's just going to be a place where we could put it.
You already have someone that's going to make this for you? Or?
Well, no. I haven't gotten that far. That's why I was going to maybe look into, like I said, different ways. But
how big a sign? I mean, how many names? Just wondering how big it would have to be.
I could maybe send you the list of names. There's a lot of names.
Yeah, that's what I'm just wondering about.
I mean,
was the original set in Porter Park, didn't it?
Yes.
That's the one.
I think that originally, for some reason, I'm thinking that the monument that's in front of the courthouse and the board was originally where Ross Mansion is.
Okay.
And then this is like 1940-ish, and then they moved the board to Porter Park, and then they moved the monument to in front of the courthouse. And I just think that, especially we don't have very many left.
Is there something that could be maybe displayed on the cemetery wall? Would that be a good plus spot for it? I mean, across that wall there, because there's, I mean, we put the big displays up there at Christmas time, the big 4x8 sheets of, but it's something that maybe we could display it there.
Would you want it in a monument together, or you want them separate places, or?
I have, like I said, I have no preconceived agenda for any of this. I thought maybe on the outside of the visitor center.
There, that's just exactly what I was saying,
that's
right
a good
there.
Idea.
I've said for, a while now, a mural on the side of that visitor center.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had somebody to paint a mural on the side of the visitor center, paint directly right on it.
Yeah.
Well,
put your list on there.
Well, what's the list that's on the
on side? The rocket is
that
Desert Storm and after, the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it say that?
Yes, it's in honor of the soldiers that went to Desert Storm.
Yeah.
So, where you, and then visitor center, maybe even. Them up and get
home. They've served in the military on a certain date. I forget what it says.
I mean, everybody anymore wants to make their signs out of metal and then put those vinyl letters on it. They look beautiful for a year or two.
Yeah.
And then they start peeling and coming off. And I'm just, you get one to paint and then it just fade.
Visitor center wall would be perfect.
It's outside of the visitor center.
Yeah. That'd be a perfect spot for it.
Yep. Make it up high enough where nobody can get to it.
See, I think it'd be a neat art project for school kids.
Right.
Something like that, but getting that organized is...
Well, I mean, it's going to be a process, but, I had that, and then I had the other thing, because I post a lot on Facebook, because don't have a lot else to do. And February 1980, I was in college, and there was a big fire where Subway is, and Joe Richter died saving three people. And I always thought there should be something somewhere there kind of acknowledging that. And so that was another thing that I just kind of wanted to, and you know, I mean, we could even tie that into the World War II wall thing. And, but I, you know, I just think that, you know, I just, you know,
That'd be a good place to put it, be on the visitor center. Those.
Well, for him, maybe just across the street, and they can turn that empty lot into something besides an empty lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where the old fire station.
Yeah, Havana's got that empty lot down there that they did, like, I think they have, like, statues and stuff in that end of the park.
Like a memorial park?
I don't know what it's, but it's just down the street from Babes or on the corner. They have, you know,
they have a lot of art.
Yeah. It looks nice.
Yeah, and, statue art.
Where water.
And murals on the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's something that could be done between the visitor center and maybe even across the street there. So.
Why is it in that lot like half Zimples and half fire department?
I'm not sure.
We own all of it.
Oh, you own all of it?
But the drive.
Oh, okay.
The drive that are behind them.
But what I could do is I could maybe talk to some people about maybe doing a mural and then get back to you guys and, you know, with whatever they come up and see if that'll work.
I don't know, like you said, the art students, I don't know, Lisa Walker's good.
Right.
I mean, and
if they have the
students. If she has some students that are.
You gotta have the students.
That she's able to direct to do.
There was some people from New Horizons that could really, there was like from BIT there that, you know, could really draw, and so.
Yeah, I think if. Gone now though.
I'll see what I can round up and make this an art project.
And that could go along with the fact that next year Ford County is 200 years old.
Yeah, it is.
We just did ours 200, and Ford County becomes 200 years old in 2023. So
maybe get it done and. Reveal it that day or something.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, well, yes, very good idea. Very good idea.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. So, all right then. Anybody else have any ideas, questions, or we'll just.
Just let us know any way we can help.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, let us know, Bruce, what you come up with. Thank you very much.
I'm going to try, especially like. When Buzz comes, his book's coming out in the fall, and I hope to get the VFW and the Legion involved, and because I think a lot of kids, especially, have no kind of concept of that era of Lewistown and the number of people that made the contribution.
A lot of them don't.
Right. Yeah. I mean. So.
What'd you say Buzz's last name was?
Buzz Bissinger.
Common spelling. Common spelling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking it. Okay. We don't have anything else about that. Anybody else have anything? We'll move on. Lewistown Fireworks Committee, which is Craig Miller from the Chamber of Commerce.
And he
requesting fireworks donation.
Yeah, and I think he had surgery on his foot or something. So
he's got two bum legs right now.
I said if anybody had any questions on, he might be able to answer. I don't know. Usually we donate $1,000. That's what we have previous years. So
anybody wants to.
I make a motion to get $1,500 if we can.
Okay.
Go up a little bit. So at one time, I think they gave two, then we went down when Elmer was here.
Okay.
And I think $1,500 is good.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
All right. We have a motion by Kim, second by Kendall for $1,500 to the fireworks fund. Roll call vote, please.
Oliver Society Clark.
Yes,
Jim Long.
We were talking.
Yeah. That was my fault.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Okay. Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Pascal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Moving on, Kendall had it put on the agenda, nuisance violation, weeds and tall grass and trash. Kendall, would you like to address the board?
Get a little upset sometimes when I drive through town, my wife gets started hearing it, but all the properties that we have, the grass gets so high and I know that we've had some rainy seasons and stuff and that, and the rain's been, I've been having trouble keeping up with grass sometimes, but some of them as high as they are, it's just grass that they're not gonna mow. And they haven't been mowing them. And we end up, the city mows it, and I don't know if people realize that the fact that when the city mows it, that's my money, that's your money, that's your money, that's mowing that grass. And I'm paying for, I told my wife, I said, I was gonna go to council meeting and tell them I'm gonna quit mowing mine and have the city mow it. She said, you can't do that. So I bounced it off of her first, and she calms me down a lot of times. But it is something that's out of control. There's a lot of money out there that should be taxpayer money that should come back to this community, and it's not. It's just out there on the books, and it just keeps being added to the books. One of them I know for sure is $4,000, and I think that's probably the highest one.
Yeah.
If they're even still on there.
He's filed liens on Nathan. I gave a list.
Okay.
And I contacted him. He didn't get back with me to see if they were officially all filed at this point. But he's taken them to the courthouse. So
okay.
There's some liens filed now. I mean, right now it's like $25,000 when it comes to.
And there's, you know, and I think one thing that we need to plan, don't know if we did it last year. I think we did. Was it an old town cleanup day again? You know, something we probably ought to try and do every year, because that's the only way sometimes we can get rid of the trash.
And it went well last year.
Yeah, and people do participate, and there's a lot of trash. There is a lot of trash, and it's totally uncalled for. And if you need help, you know, ask for help. There's enough groups, and there's enough church groups, there's enough other groups in this community that could come out and help. But you just got to ask. And it just doesn't happen. So that's part of my soapbox, too. But anyway, it just doesn't look good. I mean, the representation of this community, we can do better. And I understand if people there, and that's not saying people, that somebody that's sick and can't move their yard or whatever, that's fine. That's understandable. But if you're just not mowing your yard, I got a house that's down by my neighborhood that's just fallen in because nobody can decide who wants to take it or whatever. It's just falling in. And it's not the only one. There's several of them.
Yeah.
And you know what's living in them? Animals.
Yeah.
Diseases, everything. One of these days, we just had an incident, I guess, on one other house, but it...
There's several, though.
But it just, there's a lot of houses that it just, it's a waste.
Yep.
Total waste.
Yeah, I was marking on the sheets this year for the properties I tagged. Some of those haven't had taxes paid since 2015, and they're just, they lay in limbo, and, you know, I know the treasurer is working on trying to change the rules for when someone buys the taxes 3 years in a row, the fourth year they can claim deed to it. But these tax buyers are deciding, well, we don't want the property because it's not gonna, they're not gonna get anything. So they do a sale and error. And they get all their money back that they paid for, and it starts that process over again.
Yep.
However, a lot of these properties, and I hope this, I guess, sticks, but supposedly if the Fulton County trustees have these properties and we're the only ones with big liens on them, then they'll just basically deed us those properties. So March of 2024, you're looking at probably, I think, 7 properties that may just get handed over to the city.
Yeah.
But then you go, there's another headache as well.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah,
you,
the real estate.
Then the city's paying for the demolition,
right,
and cleaning up and all that.
Exactly.
But that's the point.
Maybe at some point, the problem will get fixed instead of just kicking the can down the road. I mean, it's just, we get them, we gotta fix them. We gotta knock them down, make them whatever we gotta do to them.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to spend other people's
Or sell them to a trusted
money to do this.
Well, put them, do what we gotta do and sell them back, sell them. We don't want the property. Put them back on the tax rolls.
But like some of these properties where they have taken deed, one guy's out of Florida and his company or whatever, LLC's out of New Jersey, and it's still like pulling teeth to get him to mow his property. And then someone took deed to the Henderson property, gave a fake address. We tried serving up papers on them, and so.
And that's the one we're trying to.
That's Henderson's old.
Trying to condemn and gonna demolish.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're trying to follow all the rules and nothing gets done. And we continue to look at the mess.
But I just, some more rules. The reason I had it put on there, I just thought it was time to talk about it again. And it's something we talk about every year. And sometimes we do stuff about it, sometimes we don't as a council, but I think it's time that we, you know, we push it and get it.
You've been addressing this issue all spring, right? I mean, you've been.
Oh yeah, I've taken.
Right, I mean, explain what you've been doing to the council.
Basically, once they get out of ordinance, I gotta wait, even though I don't.
Sure.
Except for the ones from the last 3-4 years, they're already tagged because they've never been removed. So I just leave the old tag up there, and I don't know if the powers to be, the one that's not here, can somehow find some law in our benefit that can. I don't know. If these guys have no intention of paying their taxes, if they could just, you know, deed it over or whatever instead of letting it go, that would be nice, you know, instead of waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
Well, I had one perfect example of talking about that. Had one, I sent him a bill. Yeah, we mowed all summer, sent the bill to him. He calls me, because he still lives here in town. He's like, I don't have the house anymore. I didn't want it anymore, so I just let it go back for taxes.
Right, but it's
so
not.
Just move out and leave it.
Yeah,
I mean that's what he did.
Right.
That's what
majority
of them do.
Right.
Yeah. So now it's sitting there. We're mowing it. And
I remember you said something about back in the day they used to do the quick deed or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Weed.
Quick
claim. Yeah.
Quick claim deed.
Quit. So it's actually
whatever it is. It's quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
There's several different kinds. There used to be what was called a scavenger sale. That's where we bought the properties in Smithfield on a scavenger sale. And basically our attorney went into the sale and said, I'm representing the city. These are the problems with these properties. You're more than welcome to bid on them and buy them. But if you do, these are the problems and we're coming after you for these problems. Nobody bid. Which, I mean, it's common sense. Why would you want to?
Yeah.
And that's what I've told Nate about. And this process takes time. I mean, we've at least started it. John's talking about 2024. It takes time. And we're working on it. We're working on it.
I just want these people to know that I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of paying my tax dollars to carry you. Because you don't want to mow your yard. You don't want to clean up your property. You don't want to take care of your house, and I'm tired of spending my money on it.
Yep.
So my taxpayer should do something better.
If they can't afford the repairs or the taxes, then get rid of them.
Well, even the ones that are living in them not taking care of anything or mowing their yards.
Right.
And filling their front yards with scrap metal and junk and burning fires all the time and disturbing the neighborhood.
Maybe that's the list we should put in the park. What the name of the people and how much you owe.
Somebody refresh my memory. What was the percentage our population went down? When those people leave, folks, their houses are empty.
Yeah.
Unless people come back, they're going to stay empty.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done with my soapbox. So.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief, for staying on top of this.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
Continue to enforce the ordinances the best you can. Thank you. All right, everyone had a chance to look at the bills.
Yep.
No questions? If not, we can get a motion to approve the bills, please.
I'll make a motion to approve the bills.
Second.
Motion by Sally, second by Kim. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, approved. No other business for the good of the city. We can have a motion to adjourn and call it an evening. Motion by Sally.
I'll second.
Second by Kim. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Have a good.